This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Excuse you, Frida. What?
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj. That, of course, was Steve Carell from that epic comedy, Bruce Almighty. Why are we playing Steve today? Because today we're talking about comedies in cinemas. And to do that with me, I have in the studio today,
Frida Liu.
Arvind Raj.
Yeah. That sounded more like you, Arv, than it did Frida.
No. You haven't heard Frida off air. That's the actual voice. So.
Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you know, to join the conversation, 018-789-8899 is how you can reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Insta Story. Our handle is at BFM Radio. It's all about movie comedies disappearing. It's actually a sad story if you think about it, right, Arv?
Yeah, kind of sad.
Not so funny.
Not so funny. A bit of a joke, but
sure.
Yeah, it's about comedies sort of having like a slump in Hollywood. So we'll kind of explore that as we go along.
Yeah. Also, we also have stories about how NASA has worked out how to make food out of thin air and how this could be a solution to feed billions around the world in just a few years. And finally, a story about face jewelry designed to block facial recognition technology. Our jewelry guru, our resident enterprise jewelry guru, Frida Liu will be presenting that story.
Where are my notes? Okay, never mind.
Okay, well, let's just kick this off. Let's kick off this comedy story. You know?
Yeah. So Hollywood is in a bit of a slump this year. Domestic revenue, especially for the US, is down about 9.4%, and ticket sales for the summer season are down 7.3%, which is kind of a low and kind of a big dip compared to last year. You know, 9.3, right. Almost 10% from last year, which is interesting because it's a huge year for major blockbusters. Mm-hmm. Avengers Endgame is the highest grossing movie in history. It has about 2.8 billion worldwide. Spider-Man made $1 billion. The Lion King made $1 billion. Toy Story 4 is almost at $1 billion. Aladdin made $1 billion. So while there are a lot of big movies making a lot of money, there are fewer movies or less movies in cinemas making not making money at all, or less genres that are making money at all. So one of the genres that has pretty much died off over the last few years is comedy. So Frida, I know you're big on comedy. You'll watch anything with like Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
The dumber the better.
Yeah, the dumber the better. What's the last comedy you saw in cinemas?
See, that was the thing. I was, you know, racking my head. What was it, right? And the only thing I could think of when it was comedy was watching like Guardians of the Galaxy. To me, that was comedy, right?
So for me, it's the same.
And because why I would watch it was because of the visual effects and all that, which only the cinema can give you, right? But then if you were to say to pay money to watch a comedy in a cinema, I don't do that anymore. I can't remember.
What about you, Odds?
So for me, I think off the top of my head, Deadpool. But that also kind of falls into the superhero movie category, right? So I can't really name one. I'm thinking like Bruce Almighty, you know? I mean, I don't know.
And that was what, like 10, 12, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago.
You know, I was thinking about movies like Ghostbusters, but I didn't watch that in the cinema. You know, I watched that at home.
And that is sci-fi. Yeah. It's slightly sci-fi.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were talking about it, and then I said Deadpool, which also doesn't count. I said Thor Ragnarok, again, doesn't count. It's a superhero thing. It's basically like buff people in colorful spandex, which is, you know, my definition of how I consume media. So those things don't count as comedies. The last thing I remember watching in cinemas, I think, was more than 3 years ago. So I've a list, because of course I do, of movies that I've seen in theaters. And I compared the list for the last 3 years, and I haven't seen a single comedy in cinemas.
So what was the last one you saw if it was more than 3 years ago?
Can't remember. So I can't.
But where's that list?
The list stops. So I started doing it like 3 years ago. There's nothing on that list that is purely comedy. What this means is either comedy isn't funny to everyone anymore, or Hollywood is making less comedies or comedic genre movies because the genre doesn't matter. Here's a comparison to put things into context. So Kevin Hart's movie Night School opened at number one for that week in December 2018, which was the first time a comedy movie had that spot in 2 years.
Okay, now I'm just suddenly, it occurred to me, Johnny English.
Right. The first Johnny English.
Okay. So, well, the most recent Johnny English, right? Mm. It's comedy, but then it had to have a lot. There was action in it, right? Mm, mm. For people to want to watch it. Yeah. But on it alone, I think if it was like Crazy Stupid Love, would you go to the cinema for that?
No.
Right?
No.
So like Johnny English, yes, we know it's comedy, mm. but there's also an action element in it.
Mm, mm. Mm, mm.
And you know, I just quickly pulled up the numbers from Johnny English Reborn, that's the sequel, right?
The new one.
And it picked up about $160 million at the box office.
Would it classify itself as comedy or action comedy?
Action comedy.
Action, yes, it says crime action here.
See,
thanks
crime
to
action
not
plus
even
comedy.
Comedy.
Not yeah. even though it had like Rowan Atkinson in the leading role. So you compare that with the movie landscape in 98. So the top 15 biggest movies were There's Something About Mary, then there's The Nutty Professor, Rush Hour, you've got Mail, The Truman Show, Patch Adams, and The Waterboy. So down that list, you have The Big Lebowski and Rushmore. Mm. If you forward 10 years after that in 2008, you had another comedy boom. So there was Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder made about $100 million domestic.
Right.
And then,
you see, there's action in it.
Yeah, again, there's action in it. You had Step Brothers, so that's pure comedy, I think. Yeah. Pineapple Express, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And then in 2007, you had The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Wedding Crashers, Walk Hard. The year before that, you had Knocked Up and Superbad. Those are pure comedies.
I watch none of those in the cinema.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
I'm
just wondering if it works better during Christmas, you know, like what, Daddy Comes Home or whatever. You
or
know,
like
Mark
Home
Wahlberg
Alone.
Yeah. The Mark Wahlberg kind of thing, right? And it's sort of like Christmas, and is that something that you do during the holidays? But then again, right? I don't know whether we go to the cinema for that or wait for it.
Again, I think during Christmas, now they have the Christmas season. Star Wars comes out during Christmas. Then you have like big Christmas movies coming out during Christmas. So again, comedies take like a backseat. I think in the last couple of years, there were a couple of good comedies, a few good comedies, like Game Night was big, Tag was big, Long Shot was big, Logan Lucky, but no one went to see those movies. They didn't make any money in the cinemas.
I just watched Long Shot at home.
At home, yeah. I watched Holmes and Watson on Netflix, so I think it came out like a couple of weeks ago. One of the dumbest movies I've ever seen, but I laughed so hard that my stomach hurt. Like, I couldn't stop laughing. But one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's so badly done.
I know, love it.
Yeah. Same.
It's so good, though.
It's so good. But again, see, no one saw that in the cinemas. It didn't make any money at all. So it goes down. This came actually from an article on the Chicago Tribune, and then we sort of filtered it down. And the reason it's worrying is because, you know, they aren't just movies. One, it means less genres in cinemas, which is never a good thing. Less movies means less money. Less money is bad for business. And a 9.3 slump is very, very, very bad for business. I don't know what it did locally, but if it's that bad in the US, then it must be about the same here in Malaysia as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was an interesting quote in this article by Gary Thompson, right? And it says here, but this quote is actually from Kumail Nanjiani from The Big Sick and Silicon Valley. Mm. And the quote goes like, people go to Netflix for comedy and they now think of movie theaters as the place of events, movies and blockbusters. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, Netflix is basically where I get my comedy now. It's like if I want to watch like comedy movies, it's all on Netflix, so I can watch it at home. And I think YouTube is like my big comedy source. So it's like Key and Peele or Adult Swim, SNL, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of shows that we don't get here or either like censored or they just don't bring it to like local TV. Local TV is not a thing for me anymore. But they don't bring the Netflix anymore. So I think YouTube is like my primary source for comedy. Right. What about you guys?
The little short snippets, right? I mean, like I enjoy my Trevor Noah and all that, and little short snippets and all of that. That's where I get my comedy as well.
But Frida, you were saying that you've been watching a lot of comedies on Netflix, right? Yeah. You do your Adam Sandler's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to see how low I can go with the dumb ones, you know. But you know, but that's my sort of like relief kind of thing at the end of the day. But that's it, right? I mean, I would just laptop.
But doesn't like science show that people tend to laugh more if they laugh together in a group?
Communal experience.
Yeah. So that's why comedies kind of worked in theaters, where people tend to feel like the movie is more funny because people are laughing along with you.
Yeah.
Correct.
But I think if you have like a big movie to go for once every couple of weeks, like if there's a Spider-Man this week and then the Lion King next week and then a Toy Story the week after, you're going to choose the big ones instead. Yeah. And then you're going to go, do I want to spend like, because it's not just the ticket.
Right.
It's like maybe what, 50 $50 minimum to go to the cinema if you're a couple. And do I want to spend $50 to watch something today and then have to spend like $50 or more tomorrow to watch like one of the ones that I cannot miss in the cinema? Like you can't watch The Lion King at home. You have to watch it in the big screen.
Right.
But you can watch like a game night in your living room or while you're, you know, as background noise or, you know, in bits and pieces.
Mm. All right. We'd like to know what you think as well. Get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. You know what? We're actually going to put a poll up as well. Tell us what you think about this quote. People go to Netflix for comedy and they now think of movie theaters as the place for event movies and blockbusters. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Or does it make no difference to you? You know, so get in touch with us via Twitter. Our poll is on Twitter right now. We will be back in just a few minutes after a little bit of Led Zepp with Living Loving Maid on BFM 89.9.
Before Friday materializes, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites on this, the 7th of August, 2019. My name is Audrey Raj and today I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
Arvind Yuvaraj.
And we're talking about comedies. Mm. Comedies in theatres specifically. Is it a dying genre in theatres? You know, what was the last comedy that you could remember going to the cinema to watch and being excited about watching it in the cinema, right? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp and tweet us. And also, we're on InstaStory at BFM Radio. We also have a poll up on Twitter. This is actually a quote that says, people go to Netflix for comedy and they now think of movie theaters as the place for event movies and blockbusters. Do you agree with this? Do you disagree with this? Or does it make no difference to you? Arvind, what's the Twitter poll at right now?
Yeah, so 57% for agree, 29% for makes no difference, and 14% for disagree.
Right.
Which is interesting because I thought the second highest would be disagree instead of makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Mm. Okay. Let's just look at some of the feedback we've received during the break. Calvin says that the last comedy that he saw in the cinema was Hobbs and Shaw. But isn't that like a...
Action comedy again?
Yeah. I watched it, but I think there's more comedy in there than action. That's just my personal opinion. Another personal opinion by numbers ending 6966 that says, I don't think comedy is a dying genre in the cinema, but good comedy is one going extinct. A lot of jokes comedy these days are usually inferior imitations of previous skits. Comedy fans are aplenty. There just ain't that much comedy shows worth watching, I believe.
Interesting. To get sort of like different opinions, we spoke to Bahi Yusuf. He is the co-host of Skip Intro. And we actually asked him like what he thinks or why he thinks comedies aren't faring well in cinemas anymore.
We as an audience have gotten sort of this idea that the cinema is where you go to watch big movies. Everybody kept saying, oh, you have to watch Dunkirk in the cinema. Oh, you have to go watch Avengers in the cinema. We've gotten used to this idea of a scale movie being a cinema movie. I think people are just so used to the idea that eventually it'll come to my already 80-inch, 70-inch TV at home that's big enough to watch two people talking and being funny. At the end of the day, it comes down to the money. Whether its studios don't think that it can make back the money in the cinema, but also the audiences, they don't want to spend 15 ringgit to take a chance on a movie that they've not heard of. We've all been burned by trailers. Seeing a good trailer is no longer an indication of a good movie. So me taking my wife out, it's a 50, 60 ringgit day, right? It's two tickets, popcorn, drinks, and then you sit down thinking it's a haha great movie, and then you sit down and you go, this is boring. So do you want to risk that, or do you want to just go watch another MCU movie, which you know you'll enjoy, which you know will have the laughs, and you then have had a great 2.5 hour day out?
That's what we're talking about,
wow.
Right? Like, you know, whether it deserves the big screen or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also asked him, do you think part of the issue is that comedy seem to have found a new home on streaming services like Netflix and Hulu and HBO Go?
I think that's a good point because, for example, for me, one of my favorite comedies from this year is actually Always Be My Maybe on Netflix. And it's the kind of movie that Hollywood studios don't make for cinema anymore. It's too much of a risk to make it. It's probably not too expensive to make, but then you're doubling the cost for marketing and then distributing it around the world, etc. and all that. Whereas something like that goes on Netflix, Netflix does all the work, and you know, you don't make a big bang on your buck as a studio who produced the film, but at the end of the day, in the case of Always Be My Maybe, it was written by the two leads and it was something that they passionately felt for. So I guess in some ways, Netflix and the streaming services are not helping, but at the same time, you can't really blame them. You can't really say that it's their fault.
In line with movies like that is another reason for comedies in cinemas dying off, the fact that we often see comedy elements used in other genres like rom-coms and action comedies and superhero comedies.
There is an element of comedy in the action films that you kind of don't feel like you need to go watch. Thor Ragnarok's a perfect example. That is almost a straight-up comedy if it wasn't for the giant green guy, the giant guy made of rocks, the bug, and the fighting on a strange planet. It's a straight-up comedy. It's got all the comedic beats of a fallen hero trying to bring himself back up again by pulling together this ragtag weirdo bunch, right? Something like Tag, which came out, I think, early 2018 or late 2017. I watched it recently with my wife on HBO, and she was like, why didn't I go watch this in the cinema? I was like, I don't know. And she was like, oh, maybe it was one of those films that didn't come here. I was like, no, it came here, it opened here. Tag was funny. Game Night, I really enjoyed. So there are these comedies that are coming out that people just feel like, I'll wait for Netflix.
Yeah, see, I haven't seen Game Night yet. Have you guys seen Game Night?
I caught Game Night, I think, on Netflix.
I cannot picture what Tag is. I know it did quite well in the comedy circles. I cannot picture what Tag is.
I think it's the one with John Hamm.
See, I don't know. I don't know what the poster looks like. I don't know what the trailer looked like. It's completely left my consciousness.
Whoa. Okay, so you won't go to the cinema for that. So I'm just, so that's Hollywood being affected by things like the actors. So the money is going elsewhere. So there's still money, but it's going elsewhere. It's affecting cinemas, but I think, of course, someone's making money out of all this.
Yeah, going to different platforms. Finally, we asked Bahe, how much of comedy's dying off is due to the incoming consumer generation's wants and needs shifting?
The incoming generation, or the people growing up now, Malaysia's got HBO Go now. We've got access to Amazon Prime. We've got access to Netflix. I can't think of anybody in my age range in the mid-30s who goes home after a long day at work and channel surf anymore. We go home, we put on Netflix, catch something. We go home, we put on Amazon Prime. We go home, we put on YouTube. We don't sit down and go, what's on Astro today? And just flip channels. But we don't do that anymore. So it's an on-demand generation now. If I'm feeling like a comedy, I'll go home and watch When Harry Met Sally. If I feel like watching an action thriller, I'll go home and put something on Netflix. We have the choice to make that decision as opposed to seeing what's on screen in the cinemas anymore.
Yeah, so that was Bahe Yusof, co-host of Skip Intro. Skip Intro is on at 7:30 daily. And coincidentally, today they're doing a review of Stuber, which is the new buddy cop with Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista. So again, a comedy which came out in the States, I think, a month ago. And didn't do well at all. It didn't make any money. Again, same format. Should have worked. Like maybe 10 years ago would have made a lot of money. Nothing this year.
So I was trying to look up at some of the best grossing comedies of all time, right? Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that the number one came, I think, even before Arvin was born.
Coming to America.
No, it's actually Ghostbusters. It was released in 1984 and it grossed $610 million worldwide.
It's the biggest of all time.
Yes, followed by Home Alone, Beverly Hills Cop, and some of the others were before I was born, so I'm not quite familiar with those.
Tell me.
National Lampoon.
Okay.
Blazing Saddles.
Okay, that's a good one.
Tootsie is that's the one with Dustin Hoffman, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. I've heard of that one.
No,
not
History
watched
of the
it.
World. That's a classic.
No, it's a mad world. I think that dates back to 1963.
Okay.
So that is like top 10, And Ghostbusters this time around, that didn't do very well, did it? It didn't make 1/6 of what the Ghostbusters back in 1984 did.
A bad movie, but anyway.
But something I found interesting in this article, it says that comedies are not historically huge box office earners, but they do strike a chord with many different people that the audience tends to go back and watch them over and over again. Now, you can't do that in cinemas today when you have to, like you said earlier, Arvin, choose between, watching Avengers Endgame and then Spider-Man and then The Lion King and Aladdin all coming up in the same, the same few stretch of months, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, you're going to try and, reserve your cash for the big ones.
Like pick and choose and stuff. But it's sad. It's also sad because I think comedy is like, as an art form, it's like one of the most difficult art forms to perfect. It's arguably tougher than drama.
Oh, yes.
I think it's more difficult to get someone to laugh than it is to get someone to cry. So if that sort of disappears from, you know, from an art perspective, if that disappears from cinemas, then you lose an art form that is like, it's super difficult to perfect.
I don't think you're going to lose it, right? Mm. It's just the platform has changed. That's it. You know, I mean, we're always going to need comedy. Hey, you know, we watch it all the time, even when it's not meant to be comedy. But, you know, so it's not going to die. It's just that the platform will change. They've got to look at different ways of distribution right now. That is the issue. Distribution.
Distribution, is the issue.
All right. Well, tell us what you think. Join in the conversation, 018-789-8899. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Insta Story at BFM Radio. Don't forget, we've got that poll going on Twitter right now. People go to Netflix for comedy and they now think of movie theaters as the place of event movies and blockbusters. Do you agree with this? Do you disagree? Or does it make no difference to you? Get in touch with us. Tell us what you think. We'll come back with results from the poll right after Primal Scream with Velocity Girl on Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.